call the meeting at the zoning board.
Chairman Martin. Ms. Davis.
Here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese.
Here.
Mr. Plavatch.
Here.
Mrs. Shoemaker. Mr. Smetana.
Here.
First matter on the agenda this evening is to approve the minutes meeting on November. Anybody remembers that far back? Want to make a motion to approve?
A motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, calling the roll of the members who were present on November 10th. Chairman Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Plavatch.
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
Mr. Smetana.
Yes.
All right, at this point, we have, tonight, we have three different requests for variation on the agenda. We'd like everyone who intends to address the board to stand up now and where you all in at one time.
To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matters before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
We thank you all for being here this evening. The first variation request that we have is property at 7616 Vine in River Forest. So whoever's going to address the board initially, would you?
Hello, I'm Philippe. I'm here, Philippe Carvalho. I'm here with my wife, Priscilla, and our daughters, Camille and Giselle. We're speaking about 7616 Vine Street, our home. We want to do an addition to the house, and I'm here with Mark Zinni, who can speak about the specifics as our architect about that project. But I just want to give a little bit of context on what we're trying to achieve. We moved out here in 2017 from the city. As my wife can attest, as soon as we walked into this home, I felt it was one that we could raise our kids, and we're really excited about moving into the community. And as many of you know, the kids keep growing, and we need more space. So we've looked at other possibilities, but we are very much invested in this community. Our oldest is starting at Fenwick next year. My youngest is at Roosevelt, seventh grade, and I have a business that I own in Oak Park, so we really want to stay here as much as possible. So we think the best alternative would be to do this addition. Current shape of the house does not permit for four adults on the second floor, and so we're looking at shifting some things around, and Mark can speak to the specifics of that.
Thank you. My name is Mark Zinni. I'm an architect, and thank you for listening to our request. So the request is for a second floor addition above a single family residence. Right now there's a one bedroom up there, bedroom and a half that are non-conforming. We're looking to do three modest bedrooms on the second floor. The difficulty of it is the lot is configuration is very small. It's much smaller than a standard lot. And because of that, it restricts our floor area ratio permitted. And also all the houses on the block, interior houses, are shifted to one side because the lot width is so narrow. We need to get a driveway on the side. There's no alley to the property. So we're trying to extend that existing non-conforming side yard setback. So I'd like to explain the proposal to you, and I hope it's straightforward. So on the second sheet, we talk about floor area ratio. The maximum floor area ratio shall not exceed 40%. We're requesting a variance to have 47.8%. We're going to try to reduce some area on the first floor, get rid of floor area ratio, but we're still going to exceed the permitted floor area ratio by 7.8%. The second request of the variance is the height of the wall that maintains an existing non-conforming side yard setback cannot be extended up. You could extend them back, but you can't extend it up. This is requesting that we go straight up so it's consistent with this house and the other houses on the block, so it creates a safe environment, and it keeps the distance for light and vent between all the other the adjacent houses larger and consistent. Similar to that same request, we have to request a side yard setback because we're less than 5 feet. So it's kind of one and the same, but they're actually two lines for that side yard setback. And if you go to the next sheet, we have a written description of the requested variance. And again, the applicant is requesting relief from floor area ratio and side yard setback requirement. We wish to construct a very simple, modest second floor addition of an existing 1.5-story house. And we're not going over the entire first floor. We're just trying to do a very modest portion over that. Our hardship, the most difficult part of this project, is the lot is only 37.5 feet wide. Most lots in River Forest are 50 feet wide. The other difficulty is our lot is only 134 feet deep. Most lots in River Forest are about 175 feet deep. So that restriction, and we're still using the same 0.4% on a much smaller lot, creates quite a difficulty or quite a hardship on the property. We go on to this request in this letter at the first, and we talk a little bit about floor area ratio. We're not making the footprint of the house any larger. It's going to be the exact same size. And again, as we were going to talk, we're actually trying to get rid of some square footage on the first floor. I talked about the side yard setbacks. And I think the most important thing is if we go to Exhibit A, that's the yellow tab, we could very quickly look at the survey. And on the survey, you can see Vine Street's at the bottom. There is no LE on the back, and we're 37.5 feet wide by 134 feet long. Just to further explain the house real quickly, the next sheet shows the floor plan. We're not going to make any changes to the footprint at all. The only thing we're going to do is we're going to unenclose the front enclosed porch so we could try to use that floor area ratio on the second floor. If you go to the third sheet, sheet A3, you can see there's two bedrooms up there. But the difficulty of a story and a half house is, even though the footprint's the full width of the space below, the walls at the end are only about 3 feet high, and then the roof slopes up. So our actual usable square footage, according to code, at 7 feet or higher, if you go to the next sheet, it shows it in red. It's a very modest area of usable square footage in that kind of cross shape space. So all we're trying to do is make that space meet code and exceed 7 feet and have three modest bedrooms on that second floor. So if we go back to our application a couple pages earlier, the next thing it talks about are the standards. Sorry, I should go to the next page a little bit, and just to say the obvious, the house is still going to be well below the 35-foot allowable. We're only going to be at 30 feet, and we kind of pride ourselves in trying to tie it into the fabric of the adjacent houses. Now, on the front, we did a little sketch or rendering that shows our proposed residence in the middle, the adjacent residence on the side, which is a two-story. The other house is one story right now, but it has been granted a variance for a two-story addition that they haven't acted on. There's five other houses on the block, on this side of the block, that do have two-story additions and or second story. And all those houses also have the house closer than 3 feet to the one side and the 10 feet on the other. So we're trying to be very consistent with what's going on that block on Vine Street. The next page gets into the heart of the variation, and we talk about the physical surroundings do create, we believe, a specific hardship. We believe a second-story addition to right now, which is just a story and a half addition, is the best solution and a very simple solution to this. We talk about the residents on the block are being unusually small and narrow, and the one-and-a-half-story of the interior house on the block and going to the two-story that's going to match the other house on the other side is very consistent and will not adversely affect the neighbors, we think, in any way. So then we go to the second variation. It talks about the physical condition did not result of an action by any of the persons having an interest in the property. Priscilla and Philippe bought the house with the lot at the size it was. These are, again, unusual lot sizes for River Forest, and it was just a configuration that's been here, obviously, well before probably any of us. So, item three, the condition upon which the petition of variance is based may not be applicable generally to any other properties within the same zoning classification. Again, I'm going to say the obvious. It's an R2 zoning. This is an unusually small lot in the width and its length. So it's not going to change, I don't know, I would say over 95%, if not more. I think this is the only block with this size lots and no LE access. Cliff could probably verify that. The purpose of the variation is not based predominantly on desire for economic gain. It's based on desire to have a house like I think most people in River Forest want to have. Bedrooms on the second floor, family safety, family security, three modest bedrooms where the whole family could be on the same level together. That's really, and they're, again, modest in size. Number five, granting the variation will not be detrimental to public health or interest at all. We think the improvement will be good for the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, if you look on the green tab, we got support from the neighbors on both sides saying they agree with the variance. Carvalho's had a chance to talk to them and present the plans to them. They both wrote letters of recommendation for the variance. The proposed variance will not impair adequately affect the supply of natural light or ventilation. And this is kind of a weird one because since all the houses are shifted to one side, by not putting the house in the middle of the property or the addition that we would propose in the middle of the property, we're allowing the larger area of light and vent to stay consistent. If we would start shifting that over, we would be closer to a house on the adjacent side. So we're trying to be consistent with what the neighbor on our side to the west has and what the neighbor on our side to the east has, so we could keep that same area of separation, which is actually in excess of 10 feet when you add the two together. So it's more than the minimum usually required, even for the typical larger size lot. There's no other means to request a variation, which allegedly the hardship difficulty can be avoided. We do believe that this is the best means to create a safe residence on a very modest lot without increasing the footprint without creating any difficulty or hardship to the adjacent neighbors. So in conclusion, I hope I had a chance to explain the request for the modest addition, and I hope I was able to explain why I think this lot is very unique and creates such a hardship. Just to show a few more things real quickly, if you go to section C, we have some photographs of the house, and then you can see right now it's on C1, it's the story and a half house. You can see the separation between the two houses where each house has a driveway pretty much on the east side. There's a couple more photos that show how the separation is pretty consistent between the houses. So by extending that existing non-conforming side yard setback, it would keep that same distance between the properties. Continue on, it shows the back of the house on C3, And the reason we like to show that is the house, we're not doing it over the whole second floor. And I'll show you that when we get to section D, trying to be very modest on that. C4 is always a good one. It's a satellite view. It shows all the houses on the block. You could see where, you could probably tell where most of them are second story additions. You can see how almost all the houses are shifted to the same direction with the driveway on the east side and the non-conforming side yard setback on the west side. And then we get to the the proposal drawings are in the red tab in section B. And I'll try to get through this real quick. So the first one shows the proposed B1 in section B, the site plan. It shows the side yard setbacks, the request for the variance. And in the darker tone, we show where we're trying to do the second floor addition over kind of the center third of the property. The second sheet, B2, shows primarily the first floor. The only real change on the first floor is the front enclosed porch. We're going to de-enclose it so we could use that square footage on the second floor. B3, you could see it's a very modest plan for a three-bedroom house, prime bedroom, prime bath, and two bedrooms that each of the girls would have. And we're going to keep the existing bathroom up there. B4's a nice one because it shows the very modest second floor addition we're doing, how we're trying to match the eave lines and the overhang. And I realize it's a little more architecture, but what we're trying to do to stay consistent with the neighbors in the design. And then just kind of going through the last few one on B5, I just want to show that real quick. B5 is a side view, and the reason I think that's important, you can see we're not doing where you see the hatched roof over here. That's the area of the proposed. We're not doing it over the entire part of the back. And in the front, we're trying to open that front up so that porch is going to be more open. So I think in conclusion, that pretty much explains the whole variance, our whole presentation in this binder.
Anything else you want to?
I don't think so. Oh, this is kind of the obvious. So the last one is for Cliff's enjoyment. It's a detailed breakout of floor area ratio and lot coverage.
All right. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to address the board on this particular request? You have an opportunity, Mark, or the owner, if you. Anything else you want to address us?
I think we're good. Thank you.
We'll close the public portion of the hearing on this variation request, and we'll discuss it among ourselves. And
I think point number one, property involved, bring a hardship.
Agree. I think this is just bringing a property in conformance with modern living standards.
All right, so we have three different variation requests. Variation request is to variation from the floor area ratio.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the variation to increase the floor area ratio.
Yes.
Baker.
Yes.
Koch.
Yes.
Ms. Kowski.
Yes.
Ms. Davis.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
No. Right. The next request is to variation fit a non-conforming wall to be extended.
Move to permit the non-conforming wall to be extended vertically.
Second.
Martin.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Daisy.
Yes.
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 Mr.
Third request is a variation of section 1087C. Size, required size of the side yard. I want to make a motion on that variation request. Please.
Martin.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Daisy.
Yes.
Koch.
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
You've heard the vote of the board. Back another time and it needs a factor. Make a recommendation. Thank you all for coming tonight.
Very much. Thank you.
Right. So the next variation request we have property at
Good evening, everyone. I'm Frank Lesniak. I'm joined with my wife, Jennifer, sitting right here, and Frank Heinzman, who is the architect working with us on this project. Just want to say this is the first time in maybe 30 years I've been in a room with three Franks. I think that's pretty cool. But on a serious note, I'm here to tell you about a little bit about our project. As you know, we are requesting three variances, but let me give you the background on kind of what we're doing and why, and I think the variances will become a little bit more clear as part of that discussion. The net of what we're trying to do is finish our basement. It's currently an unfinished basement, and it's actually a half basement. So as part of that, we're going to excavate the basement, lower the floor, excavate the crawl space as well, and expand that living area quite a bit. Just like the previous family, we're in a small house, and you know we're pretty space constrained. We really like the house, really like the neighborhood. Don't want to move, prefer to stay here. And so we explored finishing the basement to give us that living space. As we started embarking on this project and getting close to finalizing the basement design, we started talking about the stairs, which are currently non-code compliant. So to bring those, we discussed a little bit with Cliff Raddatz in a meeting, you know, what do we need to do about the stairs? And long story short, we need to bring those stairs into code compliance. The only practical way to bring those stairs into code compliance is to extend the house to the east to essentially elongate the stairs. We can't bring the stairs forward because that would encroach on the hallway, and practically speaking, that wouldn't make any sense. It would cut the hallway off. So as we extend the stairs to the east, that bumps the house out, of course, and so as part of that, we're basically building or proposing to build a small mudroom. So that's kind of one big part of the project. The other thing we're looking at here is installing a storm sewer, not really relevant to the variances, but just for context, we are putting a storm sewer in to improve the drainage on the property. And the other thing we're looking to do is detach our currently attached garage and essentially rebuild that as a detached garage. And two of the variances pertain to the garage, so I think that's pretty important to spend a minute there. The new garage we're proposing is roughly the same size as the current garage. It's certainly the same height as the current garage. And you'll notice that one of the variances is a height variance, and that is because our house is a rare house in River Forest in that it sits up on a bit of a hill. So when we think about the height variance or the height requirement of an accessory building, we're sort of at a disadvantage because that's measured from the sidewalk to the ridge of the garage, and so we're already losing quite a bit there. So in order to build sort of a normal size garage, we require a height variance to basically maintain the same height that we have today. And finally, as part of detaching the garage and looking at, you know, kind of improving our rear yard, we currently have a very small, modest yard back there. And we'd like to obviously build more living space as part of this garage move. When we were looking at that and we were positioning the garage on the property, we of course want to move it back as far as we can, to the north, for space reasons, but the main reason that we're here for the variance is because when we looked at what's required to back a car out of that garage and turn it around, so utilizing the patio space to turn a vehicle around and then pull that vehicle forward down the driveway, it greatly improves the turning radius out of that garage if we move the garage north approximately a foot and a half. So that's kind of a quick, I guess, overview of the project and sort of the rationale behind the variances. Apologies, we don't have quite the pamphlet as the previous folks, but Frank, maybe I can give you the mic if you want to say a few words. Yep.
Frank Heitzman, 213 South Euclid Avenue in Oak Park. I've been working on this project for months now or something like that. Seems like a modest size project, but one thing kind of leads to another. And what we recognized recently is that the backyard, as it is now, is virtually unusable. Yard. It's not really a yard. It's kind of like a patio area that is not particularly inviting to go back behind the existing garage. So we concluded that the only way to increase that size backyard area is to build this new garage. That's the crux of our quest here tonight, is to allow that the new garage to be built to a standard garage height, in fact to the same height ridge that it is now. It just happens to be higher than that 18 foot height measured from the sidewalk, because we have a 6 foot hill that we have to encounter in order to get up to the garage level. So that involves two variations. One is the height of the ridge, which I think is only about a foot and a half higher than the 18 foot allowed, and moving the garage a foot and a half to the north to allow the turning of the car out of the garage down the long highway to the Chicago Avenue. So that's our proposal.
Maybe one more thing, just to summarize the last variance. Again, it's the last variance relates to lot coverage, and the main reason for that, again, is largely the extension of the house to the east to support the stair extension. Of course, everything adds up, and the garage has got, a modest amount of square footage in there, but it's almost the same size as the current garage, so it's arguably negligible compared to the house extension to support the stairs. In your pamphlets, I have some pictures of the property. You've probably seen those as you're flipping through, but there's a picture of the front of the house, which kind of gives you an idea of how it's up on a hill on Chicago Avenue. There's an overhead picture of the current lot taken from my personal drone, a nice, easy photo. And then I have a picture of the side of the house, which is where the extension to the east would take place, just to give you an idea of the current state of things. If you'd like, I can go over the standards of why, in other words, why we meet the standards. I'm happy to cover that with you all, but I don't want to bore you. I think it's pretty straightforward in this case. I guess with that, I'll pause here and see if there's any questions. Good question. The existing garage will be torn down. So we are not keeping, I forgot to mention that, we are not keeping the current garage as part of this project. We'll remove that, and it'll be made into usable rear yard space.
I have a question. How many more square feet is the new garage going to be as opposed to the old one?
That is a good question. It's, 1 second. Unless you know offhand, Frank. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Adding a little niche.
Yeah. That's about right.
Thank you.
½, I believe.
Yeah, 19.
Right around there. Yeah.
To the ridge.
To the ridge, yeah. That's front measure from the sidewalk. From the grade, it's a lot smaller, probably.
Well, -6 feet.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 13.6, right? 13.6 is the from the grade where the garage is to the height is 13.6. 13. Yeah. Right.
Same pitch. Yeah, new garage will have the same roof pitch as existing, same height to the soffit. So it'll be like taking the existing garage and shifting.
Higher because the back of the yard as it goes.
Well, because you're measuring
uphill.
From the sidewalk
slopes
according
uphill.
To the okay. Your standards. Sidewalk, remember, is 6 feet lower than the garage. So it's hard to believe, but.
So, line on the left shows.
Correct.
Drawing on the right shows what is. The dimension here inches shows how much further out the wall is going to have to be. Is it, am I reading that correctly?
That's correct.
And that's required. Level of extension.
Well, because the door is open in. 3 feet to the first door is open fully.
I got a question.
Where the stairs are, where you're just discussing about the stairs, I see there's a closet in front of that. Can
mm-hmm.
that closet be removed and the staircase bumped a little bit further?
Actually, the staircase, as it stands today, already encroaches into that closet.
Okay.
Even if we remove that closet, there would only be maybe about, I'd say, 6 inches of room to move that, move the stairs forward, which
okay.
is not enough to encapsulate the stairs in the house. No, I think that's it.
Audience that wants to.
Okay, thank you.
Give me another chance.
I don't believe so, unless there's any questions that we didn't talk about.
No questions. I think it's reasonable. Again, I live right down the street. Block. Very tight block. limiting, and I think some of the, there has been some drainage problems, and I think they with one at a time, or do you want? I mean, I will move for all three variants. Or so.
And I'll second.
No. No. Krowski.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Yes.
The third variation for
so my name is Paul Harding. I'm the one of the owners with my wife Cheryl. I'm also the restoration architect for the house. The house is a 1901 Frank Lloyd Wright house. It has the distinction of being the first Prairie School house to be built in Chicago and its suburbs, and it's a very important house architecturally. So the variations have to do with adding a detached garage at the rear of the property. Both of them are that
any difference?
I'm having a little trouble finding it. What is the height of the garage from the actual driveway to the peak of the garage in that area? Finding it.
From the
Is there any way you can, or do you want to try and match the house as close as possible?
The audience wants to address.
The last time this application was before us was in 2019, and Mr. Harding had applied for the permit, and he was given an early start to get the foundations in. He's gotten the foundations in, but the variation. You're supposed to get your permit in place within 9 months of the date of the approval of the variation, although the village administrator can add 60 days to that. So within 11 months, you're supposed to have a permit in place and to work continuously towards completing the project. I would guess due to the pandemic and other incidences, he never got to the point where he got the full permit. So that's part of the struggle here. So the time frame for the permit had expired. The time frame for the variation had expired.
say that, you know, we heard this before. I voted. Village Slope was in place years before the zone. Relief from the zoning code. Is higher than
make a motion to approve.
All right, so it's been moved.
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Casey?
Yes.
Fudge?
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Yes.
Mr. Smetana?
Yes.
That'll be the recommendation of the zoning.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Huh? Did anyone notice was a Ash who seconded
yeah.
that? The adjournment? I think so.